Kate Bowman is the project manager with Utah Clean Energy. She says changes will happen with the way customers are compensated for extra kilowatt hours that go onto the grid.
For years in Utah, when you send electricity out to the grid as a solar customer, you get a kilowatt hour credit that you can redeem later, sort of like rollover minutes on a cell phone. And what's changing is the value of that credit when you export solar out to the grid and how you're compensated for it.
Anyone who applies for solar prior to November 15th will get a higher export value on excess energy.
You don't actually have to install it on that date. Anyone who applies starting November 15th going forward is going to receive a slightly lower credit value for the electricity that you send to the grid. So you'll receive 9.2 cents for every kilowatt hour that you export out to the grid. And for comparison purposes, the average electricity price for a residential customer for a home is 10.2 cents. So it's a slight reduction compared to what you're paying for electricity.
The settlement between the solar industry and Rocky Mountain Power was facilitated by the Utah Governor's Office of Energy Development.
The utility, Rocky Mountain Power, who had been proposing for several years additional fees and charges for solar customers, and brought the utility together with groups like Utah Clean Energy and with the solar industry to really take a hard look at this issue and think about, you know, what's a solution that we can agree to that will preserve the solar market in Utah and make it so people who are interested in going solar have some certainty about what to expect in the future.
The net metering program allows applicants to grandfather in by filling out a complete interconnection application with Rocky Mountain Power. Those applications can be found on rockymountain.com.
So you can't miss any information, can't go back and change it later necessarily. So you have to file that complete interconnection application with Rocky Mountain Power. You don't actually have to sign a contract. You don't have to get the system installed. Once you file that interconnection application, you have 1 year to get your system installed. So you don't need to rush to actually get the panels on your roof, but it is very important to get that interconnection application submitted by the end of the day on the 14th of November.
Bowman says there's no obligation for submitting a solar application by the November 14th deadline. There will be a transition program starting on November 15th.
Under the new program, which begins on November 15th, and it's called the Transition Program, you will still see a similar payback to what you would under the current net metering program.
Bowman says she doesn't know what will happen after the transition program. There is a cap of about 26,000 homes. In a few years, she says, after this cap is hit, there will be a new rate structure. More information on the full details of the settlement are on utahcleanenergy.org. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.